What is going on, everyone? What? Don't put me on. What is going on, everyone? It's the Film and Everything podcast. That's it. The Film and Everything podcast. I'm here with Josh. We're going to give you a little double review tonight. So say hello, Joshua.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
No, you're talking.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to review First Man. We saw that on IMAX, and we are going to review A Star is Born, the Bradley Cooper directorial debut.
What did you say?
His first directorial debut.
Oh, that's something else. I was like, what is
it? His first diarrhea debut. We're going to review those two for you tonight. It's going to be a quick one. We've been trying to get these reviews in for a while, at least for Star is Born, because we saw First Man. When did we see it? Last week?
Last week.
Like Thursday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday. We saw it Wednesday night at the IMAX theater. But yeah, guys. So yeah, here's the intro. The Film and Everything Podcast. All right. Okay. So yeah, what we were discussing while off the air here, putting the intro for you. We're working on. I want to do an outro for the show. I feel like that would be good to just, because I noticed when I was editing the episode, when we end it, it's just like we're talking bye and then it just ends. I don't know. I like an outro, something to ease you out of it. So maybe
Eric gave you my ideas. You never take them.
So that, and what was the other thing I was telling you I wanted to do?
I think you wanted Shaq on here.
But I want to get Shaq. Maybe Tommy Wiseau. But yeah, so I wanted to review first. Oh yeah, I want to start doing the trailers for our reviews. You know, like, okay, here's a review to First Man, for example, and then we would play the trailer of First Man on the podcast for people to hear, and then we go into it rather than us just going right into the review. You know what I mean?
But they're listening to the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. You can hear the trailer. It's like a Slash Film does that, I think. Yeah, they do it. They just play it.
It's not the same, though.
Why not?
Well, I mean, yeah.
We can do it.
I mean, never mind. It's a great idea.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I don't know. I think it's a good transition, but I don't know yet. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I do want to put an outro, though.
Yeah.
A naughty outro. Something...
All right,
so yeah, we'll do a non-spoiler review of First Man. So
I mean, you can't really spoil the
movie. Yeah, there's not much to spoil. If you guys know history,
yeah,
you guys know the ending to this movie. But anyway,
they all die.
A non-spoiler review for First Man that we are gonna get into after A Star is Born. First non-spoiler, then we'll give you the warning to spoilers, because we do want to get into a little in-depth review of A Star is Born. I'm out of here. You're just like,
I'm done.
So yeah, First Man, what were your first thoughts?
My thoughts?
What did you think of Ryan Gosling? What did you think of Chandler?
Ryan Gosling, sexy as always.
Sexy as fuck.
Okay, anyway. No,
It
was good. I liked it. It was good.
All right, guys. There's your review.
Hey.
Now, Star is Born.
It's just, there's not much to say about it. Like, at least for me, because...
Believable.
Because the thing is, it's a good movie. Like, from start to finish.
Why? Tell me why.
The only issue I had with it... I mean, can I say it or no? About the flag thing?
Oh, well, there is, like, that controversy that's going on with the whole flag thing.
I mean, I think they should have showed it, but, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it felt a little weird, but I mean,
I saw the actual
they
video.
Showed the flag.
I saw the actual video of it,
and it was like the flag was moving, like, yeah, if there was wind.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really kind of weird.
Is there wind? I don't know.
No, there is no wind.
Yeah, there's no wind, and
so maybe it was fake. I don't know.
Right? Let me check that before we just like
maybe it was fake. I don't know. It's kind of hard to
let me
tell.
See, because you saw the video and it was just like,
yeah.
Let me see. Does the moon have...
I mean, it's hard to... Like, the quality of the video is pretty bad.
Of course.
But... I don't know. I felt like it looked weird. The way... Because it was moving? I don't know. It's hard to tell
if... Yeah, like if it was, like, on Earth or something. Just, like, with wind.
Yeah.
Like, if you're here in Miami on a stormy day.
don't know. It was just weird.
Let me see.
It was weird. And there's a whole bunch of theories, though.
That it wasn't real. There's no atmosphere. There's no air. It's just...
No, one of the things was that it was fake because the astronauts would have died on the way back because there's, like, radiation or something like that. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But maybe it was fake. Who knows? Maybe it's...
Yeah, look, I just read it right here that people... Yeah, because there's no wind. There's no anything because there's no atmosphere. But it could maybe be moving due to, like, the pole when they place it or when they move it.
Yeah, because in the video...
Because remember, you move anything and it's just going to...
In the video, when he was, like, putting it down, he was turning it.
Yeah. But so maybe that... Remember, if there's no anything, there's no resistance. So you just move something, it's going to move for a while.
In the video, he was kind of, like, stuck. And then the other guy, the other astronaut, was holding the flag.
Yeah.
The actual flag, I guess, for it, like not to move, I guess.
Yeah, you see,
I don't know.
Think about it, if there's no gravity or anything, if you just poke at the flag, it's going to just move any direction because there's no gravity, there's no...
But the thing is, the way it was moving, it looked like it was wind.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they touched it before. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so there was a controversy on that. But what did you think overall of, you know, what did you think of the shaky cam in the movie? You know, it was like this documentary style.
What does that mean? I don't know.
The camera shots. You know how the camera was very handheld?
Yeah.
The camera was moving a lot. What did you think of that? I liked it in the scenes of... I mean, I think this movie was low budget. I don't think it was a very high budget film.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted to make it as personal as possible in the rocket. You know, when they were taking off and doing all the test runs. Really make you feel like you're in there. I thought that was cool. But I did feel like there was a lot of shaky camera work, and I mean they did say it's for for it to give it like a documentary feel.
Yeah.
And I like that, but I feel like there was
But when was it shaky?
It was always like that handheld camera work where it was just the camera was always moving. It was like if I had a camera right now in my hands and just like you didn't notice that how it was always like.
I thought I was fine because it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just something I noticed that.
I don't know. For me, I was cool with it.
No, yeah, like, I liked it, but there was some times that it was, like, a lot of it, so I wanted to see if you noticed that, but I don't think you did. No. I noticed it, like, it was, like, a lot of handheld camera work.
I noticed it was moving a lot, but it doesn't bother me.
There weren't very still shots.
Because of the style of the film.
Yeah, it was just the style of the film.
If they wanted to, they could have just made it, like, you know, how they always do it.
They weren't very still shots, except in the IMAX scenes with, you know, when they're on the moon, which... That alone is worth going to see the movie in IMAX. We saw it at the IMAX for Lauderdale. If you guys don't know by now, we always talk about it. But, that scene alone shot in IMAX. It was worth the price of the ticket. I mean, that was
cool.
Really cool. At one point, I think it goes like first person a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. What did you think of Ryan Gosling in this movie playing Armstrong?
I mean, I don't know how he... is though, that's the thing. Like, I don't know his character in real life.
I didn't know his character either. I kind of started getting what they were trying to do with the character like halfway through. He's kind of like, he's not this easygoing guy, you know?
Yeah,
like he doesn't joke around too much. He's just very like, he's a very straight on guy. He doesn't mess around, you know?
Yeah,
we noticed in some of the scenes with with the other astronauts and stuff, they're all messing around and he's just like focused. He's very lasered in. He has, like, those very straightforward, sarcastic remarks with the press and stuff. Because at first, I wasn't sure what Ryan Gosling was doing with the character. Because I don't know the character that well. So I was like, who is this guy? Why, you know? Like, what's his character? But then you start picking up on it, like, midway, halfway into the movie. But I thought he did good. I thought he did very, very good.
I thought everyone did good in the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ending, at least for me.
Why?
Without getting
obviously into specifics, but
yeah, but like I think the way the movie should have ended was how.
Or just
like,
you can pull it in.
Oh yeah.
If you don't want to.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You can lift it a little and then.
Like that.
Yeah. Wherever you're more comfortable.
And like at least for me, I thought it should have ended when they went to the. Thing
to the thing that nobody knows. Yeah, like you thought the movie should have ended on the moon or something.
Yeah,
Yeah, because without getting into spoilers, like, we're not going to tell you the ending, but there is more after that with the story. It's because the movie, it's not necessarily about him being on the moon. It's
no.
It's his personal life leading to that. The movie, it's his whole life story of how he got to that point, finally making it to that point. It was a struggle. I didn't think the movie takes place over how many years? Like 8 years?
Yeah.
7-8 years from doing him as a pilot and then all the training. I thought that was cool, seeing all the training sequences they had to do, and like that machine that it's like this G-force thing where, like, if the rocket or the ship is out of control, yeah, and they have to learn how to, like, control it, yeah, and they would, like, pass out and throw up. That looked pretty intense. That was pretty cool. There's a lot of cool moments like that. The what did you think of the wife character? I'm not sure if her name. What was her name in the movie again?
Was it Karen?
Was it Karen?
Karen, no. I think it was, oh my God. I don't know. I forgot her name.
Well, Neil Armstrong's, Mrs. Armstrong, his wife.
His wife.
I thought she did well in the movie.
Yeah.
There is, something that happens to the family early in the movie. You know, it's like a quick, like, I guess like backstory. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
With the family. I thought that was.
Did that actually happen or?
I'm sure it did.
I don't know.
I thought that happened a little too fast because it carries over throughout the movie.
Because the thing is, I don't think they wanted to put too much into it, the whole entire film.
No, I get that. They didn't show a lot, but I was a little confused on what happened there with, you know, it was with a family member, but that carries on over throughout the whole movie. So, I felt kind of like they should have, like, earned that a little bit more. I felt like they rushed through that moment, and then it's supposed to be this thing that's bothering him throughout the movie, but you don't really get to see, you don't really get to understand what happened or something, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, yeah.
Because it comes back during the movie, and it's meant to, like, really give you that emotional push, but I liked it. It was well done, but I feel like they should have done more with that to give it more of that impact. Because it was kind of like, oh, look, this happens, done. And the movie just continues.
But I feel like they kind of like put more into it, because I don't think he... I don't know.
You know what I mean? It was...
Because, you know, the part with the...
Yeah, yeah.
When he throws it, whatever.
Yeah.
Into, like, you know where.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't
know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But
did he actually do that, or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, there's a scene in the ending. Obviously, we won't get into, but yeah, I'm not sure what's really fact.
Yeah,
and what's fiction? Because
that's the thing. It's like Molly's Game.
Yeah, like how much of it is dramatized and what's real?
Yeah, because the lawyer was fake in the movie. In the book, there's no lawyer like of that character.
Yeah, that's the thing. So you never really know what's real or not.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I guess we can look into that, but the movie is well done. I found it weird that there is no title credit in this movie. We never saw the title First Man.
I feel like the...
I don't know why they...
I feel like the movie is like a documentary.
Really. I think they just wanted to make it like a documentary.
Because
the thing
is, everyone knows about who he is.
No, yeah, but I'm saying like the title. You know what I mean? Like, I noticed, I was like, okay, the movie started, and then the movie ended. I was like, Whereas, I don't know, I find that strange.
I think because what the movie is like about, I don't think they really cared about the title.
Yeah. I guess for like a documentary feel.
Again, what I would have done was when they... Went
kill off Ryan Gosling in the beginning.
Yes.
Have Kyle Chandler take him.
The moon scene, then like title credit. Out of...
Yeah, 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 like end it, you know, on the moon and then...
Yeah.
Give it... I did find that weird. Those, I mean, I guess movies do that now all the time. But what else? The movie is well done. It's well paced. It's what, like 2 hours?
Is it?
It's like 2 hours, I think.
It's pretty long.
It's, yeah, it's 2 hours. The movie's very grainy.
Yeah.
The quality of it is very grainy. That the guy, the workers at IMAX, you know, had to warn us, like, the movie is going to look grainy. It's not us. It's just the style of the movie for it to give it that documentary vibe. I get that, but I don't know. That kind of, like, it bothered me a little bit.
What, because you wanted, like, HD?
Just some scenes where it was way too grainy. Like, in the, you know, when they're in the cockpit, like, in the rocket and stuff, when they're taking off. I liked how it was really up close and personal, and, like, things are moving, and it's like if you're there. But there was some times where it was really grainy. I just didn't know what I was looking at, you know?
And that's it looks very, like...
Yeah, grainy. It's not clear. It looked kind of, like, pixelated almost. Oh,
okay.
So, I dropped that. And I know he did that on purpose, Damien Chazelle, which he directed La La Land and Whiplash. So this is his third feature film.
I know, but the thing is, I liked it because it's different. I find it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a very. That. I always like different styles of film.
Yeah, in that sense, yeah. But I feel like even there's some scenes when they're testing the rockets and stuff that they're in space. I feel like he should have maybe it was budget. Maybe but too. I didn't like how we were looking at space, but it was still grainy, you know? I like when these space movies give you that clear look at how space is.
I feel like he wanted to do, like, something different.
Yeah, he wanted a documentary style. Yeah. And I get that inside the cockpit. I get that, you know. But plus, I feel like when it was time for space.
No, I mean, the IMAX shots were really good.
Oh, yeah, the IMAX shots were amazing. But I'm saying when they were doing the test runs and they look out into space, I feel like... Those are scenes where I kind of wanted, kind of like, you know, like how Interstellar gave you those shots again, of space. Yeah, but again, but
that's a different movie because, like, Interstellar is like a whole different movie.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because it's not based off anything.
Yeah, and yeah.
This movie is based off about this guy, the Armstrong.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not saying like.
And plus, everyone knows what space looks like.
No, yeah, I'm not saying like the whole movie. I'm just saying the shots where they show space besides the moon scenes because those are amazing shots. But I feel like when there's some shots of the outside, you know, with the rocket and just space, the shots of space, it should be maybe just not grainy. It should have been clear shots just to show how, like, beautiful space is. But then you're back in that reality of, you're back in that documentary. Like, it kind of brings you out of the documentary for a little bit. Like, you look at space, but then it brings you back into that documentary vibe, where you're back in the cockpit and it's grainy.
I was kind of fine with it.
Yeah, it's not a big. It's a nitpick, honestly. It's not like a big deal because I really like this movie. It was really good. I thought Ryan Gosling at first, during the beginning of the movie, I wasn't sure what was going on, but he has that. he has that charisma. He just naturally has that. You know, he's really good. And then when things start getting more serious throughout the movie, you see his character kind of change and. It was really good. It was really well done. The IMAX scenes are amazing. And they shot it for a while. I feel like they saved most of their budget for that scene.
For that.
The takeoff and the landing, everything. So that was well worth, you know, the budget because it looked amazing. You can't go wrong with IMAX. I mean, you have six stories. You feel like if you're on the moon. It's such a massive shot that you feel like you're there.
That's why they could have faked it.
Yeah, it was Ryan Gosling was the one back then, and
never know.
Yeah, it brings that whole conversation of the moon landing. We should do a podcast on conspiracy theories. Yeah, I know Fernie's into that.
Yeah,
Fernie knows some good conspiracy theories.
I mean, I don't know if I believe in the moon landing. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
Were we there? Were we not? Are you saying Neil Armstrong is a fad?
No, I mean NASA could have faked it.
Yeah, but they're saying it was Neil Armstrong that, you know, stepped on there. So you're saying he's an actor?
Again, you never know. Because NASA could fake it. Like they could.
Yeah, that's a whole conspiracy on its own.
I mean, because look at Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Look at what, 63, that movie?
It came out in the 60s, yeah.
So, and look how cool the moon looked.
Yeah. So it could be. We should do a podcast
and plus,
on that.
And plus, too, back then, those TVs were horrible. It was black and white.
They could get away with it back then.
Supposedly, they say that there's like prompts. There's prompts on the thing, and it has numbers. Like there was a rock that had like a C on it.
Hmm.
So again, people will go into that like death, like because some people think it's fake because
We should ask Fernie about this.
Because, what is it? Because every time they try to go to the moon, they always failed.
Yeah, well, in this movie, you really see that process of them really trying, and then, like, the race with the... with the Soviets and that back and forth, that, you know, who's
I think the only way to prove everyone wrong is do it again now.
Do it again.
I mean, they can do it so easily now.
I'm sure they can.
And especially now with all the cameras that we have now, like...
Yeah, but again, I feel like it would be the same issue, because if you look at in this movie, how it showed how the world was reacting to them struggling, and it was a lot of money. They were spending a lot of money to do this.
Yeah, but they weren't in trouble
and now. Everybody in the country was, you know, they had protests, and people were saying that, you know, they're wasting their money on going to the moon when they can use it here on Earth and all that stuff. So I thought that was a very interesting. I never really knew that, you know. So that was really interesting to see that aspect of it, because all I really knew was about the moon landing, but we didn't really know what was going on down on the ground when that was going on. I don't
think people will do that now, though.
People will just no. be yeah
no
why are you spending so much money? You can spend it here, you know, not as bad maybe. No. We never really know. People are interesting. No, people
the
are
moon landing will be more of a big deal, I feel like, if they're to do, like to do it again,
maybe,
because especially now with all the cameras that we have, you can show it.
No, in that sense, yeah, but I'm still saying I still feel people would protest about it.
No.
Just because, you know,
I want to see aliens.
Spend money down here, not up there.
I want to see the aliens.
Ancient aliens.
I want to see the aliens.
But what would you give this movie? Like, from 1 to 10, what rating would you give it? Is there anything else? What did you think?
I'll give it an 8.
What did you think of the soundtrack? I thought the soundtrack was good.
Yeah, the soundtrack was good. But I'll give the movie an 8.
I would give it an 8 as well. That's what I was thinking. Like a solid 8.
For me, just because of the ending, because I feel like I would have done it differently.
Yeah, with the... Again, because this movie is not as much about the moon landing. It's more about that the relationships and everything going on throughout the course of the moon landing. Like, trying to get it done. A lot of family relationships, friendships, and... all those different things going on that he went through. It was more about that, I feel, you know. So they had to end it. They had to end the storyline with the family. And plus what goes on the flag, there.
Too. I would have showed it.
That was that was weird. I wonder what happened there. Everybody was saying it was a very controversial thing.
Because that would have been cool to see the movie. That would be cool.
Maybe because of the conspiracy. Maybe they didn't know how to shoot it. To where maybe. They didn't want to make the flag look weird or anything.
What if it was the aliens?
Yeah, the Egyptians.
Have you ever seen those videos? You know, like how NASA has like that channel?
Yeah.
Did you ever see those videos, how they have to cut the feed?
Oh, yeah. Something flew into the out of the atmosphere. And
I think there was one, like there was something like coming up towards the camera, and they had to like cut it completely.
It was...
Matthew McConaughey. Interstellar. Come on, Tars!
Murph? Oh, man, shit.
I saw those videos. It's pretty cool.
But yeah, I'd give it an 8.
Yeah?
I'd give it an 8. It has its little, you know, things here and there. I feel like it was a low-budget movie.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can actually find it real quick. Give me a second before we move on to Stars Born. Let me see. First Man budget. It's crazy how this movie's out already, because I remember... when they announced it right after La La Land, they're like, Damien Chazelle's gonna do a Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Let me see. Yeah, $60 million budget. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, for a space movie.
Yeah.
For a space movie, that's pretty low.
It opened up with $16.5 million.
Yeah, no, it's not making any money.
Yeah, people, you know, let me see.
Because of Halloween. A Star is Born is really making a lot of money too, I think, right? Star is Born?
Yeah. That's the thing. This movie didn't make that much money opening weekend because Star is Born and Venom were still on top. Star is Born and Venom are the ones really, you know, they're making some good money right now. Which we'll, get, like, we'll look up I the like box
Star
office.
Born, I feel like Star is Born because of this of Lady Gaga. Her fans.
Oh, yeah. She has a very, very passionate fan base.
Yeah.
Very passionate. Let me see. Yeah, they're saying there's nothing wrong with the movie. It just, you know, it just didn't.
Yeah.
It just didn't make money. I think it may be bad timing for it to come out.
Bad timing. Plus, I feel like people don't really care.
Let me see.
I feel like, I don't know.
And it plus, crossed 30 million in the United States and Canada.
And plus, Halloween came out now, and mid-90s is coming out this week.
Oh, but it's making money. I think it's gonna pass what it cost. Because right now it's at 55.7 million, you know, worldwide. That's the total worldwide gross. It costs 60, 70. So if they can at least, you know, make some sort of profit, that would be good. But yeah, that's. I think it just came out at a weird time.
I wonder what his next movie is gonna be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if it's gonna be like another like musical or.
I don't know, but I hope it makes money. I hope it makes a profit. You know, because it was a good movie. But I did think it just came out at a weird time because you had Stars Born, which was a hit, Venom, then First Man. It had a weekend for it, but Stars Born and Venom were still, you know, taking all the spotlight, yeah. And now you have Halloween. And that then, just came out.
Mid-90s.
I don't know if mid-90s is going to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
A lot but of Halloween, people. But Halloween is making a lot of money. No, so First Man has no.
No, but mid-90s is going to make a lot of money, though.
Hopefully.
No, because the thing is, that one person tweeted that she was at the premiere of the movie, and it was just all a bunch of like skateboard kids.
Yeah, that was
interesting. Like a whole bunch of skaters.
He asked a bunch of skaters, like, you want to be in a movie?
So, you got to wait and see.
Let's see. Yeah, so First Man, I think it just came out on a tough time. Because now, I feel like maybe as these other movies start going down a little bit, but now you got Halloween that's making like 80 million already. So, I think it just came out at a tough time. And maybe the subject matter,
and
too.
And plus, too, it's a good Halloween movie. It's not bad.
Yeah, we're gonna watch that.
They're writing a
maybe
sequel
Wednesday.
For it.
Are they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I feel like the subject matter, too, the material, I feel like. For mainstream media, I don't think people really care that much about the moon landing or Neil Armstrong. It's a shame. But I hope it makes enough where it makes a profit.
The problem is, you know, people are now, like, all they care about the stupid stuff.
Fortnite and
yeah,
Lady Gaga. Yeah. But she did very good, which we're going to get into that right now. So, yeah, we give it an 8 out of 10, First Man. I liked it. Watch it in IMAX if you can. Pay the 15. It's, what, $3 more than an average movie ticket? Just watch it IMAX for Lauderdale. It's honestly really worth it. Those moon scenes are great. Ryan Gosling does good. Damien Chazelle's third movie. What do you think he's going to do next?
Hopefully, like, another, like, Whiplash.
What, like, more, like another drama or something?
It's picking up. Look.
Oh, okay.
I'm on red.
Well, like, another drama?
Yeah.
Like, a
intense drama? Because the thing is, I want more, like movies like La La Land. We won't get movies like that no more.
Yeah, and the style to this movie was very different. That's why I was so confused, like that shaky cam. Because Whiplash and La La Land, he had very still camera work.
Yeah, but different movies, because those are like, never, you have to do it right. You know what I mean? Because that's like singing and...
No, but like, even Whiplash, he had a different, very intense still shots. But this one, he really went, I get he just wanted to do that documentary style.
Yeah, he wanted a different style, and that's why I liked it. It's something different. It's not the same thing.
I like that he's doing new things.
Like, that's honestly, for me, I want to see someone do a movie now, like a good dramatic movie, but in black and white.
That was that silent film that came out like in 2012, The Artist, that won a whole bunch of Oscars.
The what?
It's called The Artist. It's a black and white silent film.
Silent film?
Silent film, yeah.
So what is it about?
I'm not sure it's about this artist. I think he's like an actor or something. I haven't seen it. We should watch it. But it won a bunch of Oscars.
See, because that would be cool. Imagine like a...
It was like an old school. It was very nostalgic, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. I feel like, again, movies now are not the same no more. Because I feel like it's all remakes.
Remakes and
like,
sequels.
Like we don't get original movies no more.
Yeah. And if we do, it's once in a while. It's very rare.
It's always, oh, based off this book about this guy. And
well, that's always been going on. But
yeah, but again,
remakes and like sequels to movies that are like 50 years old. It's like,
hell, do you want to remake, what was it? Ace Ventura.
Yeah. And they wanted to remake Back to the Future. But Robert Zemeckis is like, only when I'm dead.
Yeah, and they'll probably kill him now.
That's a movie meant for the 80s. You cannot.
No, the problem is you can't do it now. I mean,
it's not the same.
You can't because you didn't put a gay couple in here or you.
No, it's not even that. It's just because the time period.
No, but
it just wouldn't work.
You know how people are now. Like if you do one wrong thing, you get like.
it's just, it's the time period just wouldn't work. It would be too modernized. You have like it, you would have Marty McFly is like a teenager. You would have like, it's just that back then, the time period, the people back then were so different. They're
going to play what, like Travis Scott? That's like their music? Like back then?
Yeah, it's just, it's not the same. The teenagers, the bullying, you know, like that bullying scenes with Biff. Plus,
like, who's going to play Biff?
I can't see a modern version of Back to the Future. There's no, I don't see any version of it where it would be good. It'll end up being like this, you know, lost footage style, like Cloverfield, Back to the Future, you know, like it would be something stupid like that. And that would depress me.
No, and Back to
the
Future
was meant for the 80s.
Because look at The Witcher. They were gonna cast a black girl for Siri.
Who's a white actress? A white character.
Right? She's white with white hair.
Yeah.
And people got like mad because.
Yeah, but I don't think that would happen in Back to the Future. I think it would just be that typical modern teenage movie where it would just suck.
Yeah.
It would just, you know, like, you know, like with the punk rock, you know, and like, it would suck. It would be so dumb.
Yeah, like again, it wouldn't match.
Because 80s back then was such a different thing.
The Angry Joe, he was making fun of Disney because they told Wreck-It Ralph 2 people to not put Kylo Ren in the movie, because they're going to do a joke about him.
Oh, and yeah, the Disney said no.
Because
a spoiled kid.
Yeah, and then he was like tweeting, oh, because, so pretty much they know that he's a spoiled brat.
But
they don't want you like to make fun of it. So that means how people say how, like, oh, so you know that he's a sucky character.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know, people like, we're saying
yeah, how, because then if they allow that, it just, you can't take the character seriously maybe for the next
movie. Yeah, because it was supposed to be a scene of him being like a spoiled brat. Oh, it was supposed to be funny.
They're gonna make fun of him, yeah.
Yeah, and Disney's like, oh no, you can't, because for the Star Wars films. So
you can,
yeah. And he tweeted also, oh, pretty much what you're saying is true. So he is a spoiled brat in the movie.
Yeah, they just don't want that, like Disney making fun of their own character, because they got another movie coming out.
Yeah, well, do it better.
Yeah, do it better. But yeah. So I guess, yeah, I don't know why we started talking about Back to the Future. Oh, because of remakes and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's first, man.
Because I don't know why it's all remakes now.
Fuck you, Hollywood.
No, because it's so annoying.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's always a remake. It's always.
But you get those good movies every once in a while. Well, Star is Born is a remake.
Look at Game Night. Game Night was a funny film.
Yeah, original. But I mean, Star is Born is a remake. It's a really well done remake. Wait.
The thing is, the other ones weren't like singing though. There's no singing.
And it's also one of those stories that you can make new versions of it every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
No,
it's a classic story.
It was like the 60s.
60s, 70s. Yeah.
70s, and that was what, 80s maybe?
Yeah, it's just one of those stories that you could just tell.
Like,
throughout,
look at Scarface.
Time. Scarface is a remake.
No, but they're doing it again.
Yeah, it's one of those things I can see,
because
Scarface was in the 30s, and then the 80s, which the 80s is great. I saw the 30s one as well. It's good. I have it on the Blu-ray. It's good. The 80s one is amazing. But now the modern day, I just don't see the style being the same.
It's gonna be your typical, like, it's gonna be so typical.
Yeah.
And plus, how can you?
It's gonna be like Narcos.
Yeah.
Narcos style. I haven't seen Narcos. The people say it's good.
No, but I feel like it went down though. They say the show went down.
I feel like it's gonna be too modern. I don't know. I'm into that 80s style. 80s
no,
Scarface.
But the problem is that when a movie
classic.
Does, like, for example, Back to the Future, it did so well. Imagine Scarface.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Like, this guy did amazing as his character.
Just the whole movie overall. It was so well done.
And plus, I don't know what it was. Miami looked awesome in the 80s.
It was 80s Miami. It's
that
completely
was the best,
different.
Because Miami
it's
now
different.
Sucks.
It's different.
Over there, yeah. Like, it's pretty, like, ugh.
It's different now. But
it's pretty bad. That's
what's going on. A lot of remakes.
You know how I was telling you how, like for people who visit, like, Miami?
They're probably like, oh.
Yeah, like. They're probably not that.
I mean, they get the beaches. The beaches are nice, but
no. But I feel like the area is not like the same. I don't know.
It's different.
Like,
it's different.
Yeah, because you look at the 80s Miami. You have people walking around with those, like, what are those shirts?
It's
those, like, the Hawaiian shirts.
It's the style. That was the 80s style.
Yeah, that was
Vice
cool,
City.
Though.
It's like, you know, it was that style back then. That was when it was at its prime.
Miami was like the place for cocaine and bitches.
Yeah. So, you know, Yeah, remakes are not always bad. I mean, now getting into Star is Born. We really, really liked
Star is Born.
Yeah, you saw it twice. I wanted to rewatch it. I just hadn't had the time. There's a lot of movies coming out. But, yeah, so what did you think of Star is Born? Where do I begin? Wait, I'm going to get another water. If you want, just... I'm listening, but just so to let the people know, because I'm going to get the water. But just go ahead.
You came back already.
Yeah, all right. So what did you think of Star is Born?
Jesus. It was really good. Okay, it feels weird because you're not here.
But you just talk to me. Just talk into the mic.
Oh, the movie was really good. Amazing. I'm waiting for you to come back because I can't. I need to look at your face.
I need to look at those eyes.
Hey.
Take another
right.
look at you.
All right. Okay, he's back.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. The movie was amazing. I really enjoyed it. I saw it twice, and it's just, like, he did really good. Bradley Cooper did so good. Man, he can sing, play guitar. He can
dance. Remember, don't forget those dance moves in American Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
He can dance. He can shake it.
Man, he really, like, went all out.
Yeah.
I mean, he said it on Jimmy Fallon. He's been working with, like, for 3 years.
It took him a year of prep to learn guitar and singing, right? A year and a half
of intense guitar lessons and vocal singing lessons.
Yeah.
So you learn how to sing. And
pretty much, he had to get like a sheet of, he had to read certain lines, right? To practice his voice.
Like it wasn't like.
And the accent. That's the thing. Don't forget. That's not how he talks.
No, because the thing is, the sheet of paper. The sheet of paper. Yes. What is it? It wasn't like simple words. It's like weird words. Like
tongue twisters.
Yeah.
So you get.
But you have to say it really fast. Is that what it does? It warms up like your throat. So when he goes
your esophagus.
Yeah. So when he goes into character, his voice doesn't break.
It doesn't break. That's intense.
Yeah. Like his words were like elephant, but elephant. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
It's tongue twisters just to get you. No matter what word like, say.
You have to do it every morning when you wake up. Just say the whole sheet of paper.
That's crazy.
Over and over and over.
So he did a year of that learning guitar.
Intense training,
vocal lessons, working on his accent because he had like a southern accent.
He said that the singing, it's all breathing techniques.
That's
crazy. You have to learn how to breathe a certain way to help like your voice.
Yeah,
and plus you have to work out like some of like your muscles,
your throat muscle. Yeah, so yeah, when you sing, when you get that high pitch,
yeah, that doesn't like. So pretty much you can learn how to sing, just some people have it naturally.
Yeah, pretty much, and if you got the voice, you know, that's just. It's either you got it or you don't. You can learn how to sing.
No, but the thing is,
if you're not really good,
it's just that it's breathing. Like your breathing is what makes it like. Yeah, you have to know. Like he finds singers way more like he actually gives.
He appreciates.
Prompts.
Yeah, like he singers appreciates a lot more. Yeah,
because like that it's hard. It's really
hard.
Yeah,
man. And because that's the thing with Lady Gaga, you know what you're gonna get because she can sing. But everybody with Bradley Cooper was like, "Huh, what's gonna go on?" And he was really impressive. Like, you can tell he put in the work. Because that was him playing guitar, right? Playing guitar, him singing. And then his accent was down-packed. At no point did I think, this is Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, supposedly it was based off the other guys. His brother.
Yeah, his brother in the
Sam Elliott. That's the actual guy's name. Because he was in the other remake. The last remake.
So that was really cool. Bradley Cooper did great. I love his directing in this was awesome. Great shots. That opening scene with Lady Gaga, you know, walking down the alleyway.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really good use of the title credit. You know, it's A Star is Born.
It's like her singing.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was so, like, it felt so classical in a way, you know. I thought that was great. Lady Gaga in this was,
she
was terrible. Man. I mean, can you imagine? What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
No, she.
All the Lady Gaga fans are outside.
No, she did really good.
Yeah, she was really impressive.
Because when I first saw the trailer, I was like, I don't know. I was like, Lady Gaga?
Like, I don't know. I didn't really doubt her too much. Just because
I wasn't sure.
They were saying how well Bradley Cooper brought her in and really made her feel comfortable. And she said that this movie was like her favorite, her most favorite, like... Her favorite artistic experience that she had such a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You're playing a singer that's trying to achieve that goal, and that's kind of like what she is. She did that. you know, growing up. Plus, that's what, yeah, that was her.
Because they wanted, like, at first, the studio wanted him to do, like, a Pitch Perfect, record the songs, and lip sync.
That's terrible. I hate that.
And he said, no, I'm not doing that.
No.
Yeah, he said, no.
That's terrible. I hate that, when movies,
like,
do that.
So he actually, like, went on stage, and they actually sang in front of her, like, but the problem
at
is...
At live festivals, right?
Yeah, well, the problem was that they didn't want it, they couldn't put it on the PA system, because then people would, like...
Record,
like,
the songs.
Yeah, record the songs. So only the first five rows can hear them.
And they would just show up randomly, right? Like, what? It was at a concert, like, during, yeah, a break, they'll, yeah, come, like, in, like, and just, yeah, do, like, a scene.
He came in, hey guys, we're filming a movie, just yell, act, like, you know, whatever.
Just act accordingly, all right.
Yeah, and then he played, like, the music.
That's crazy. That's a lot. That's so much pressure. You have to go out there.
He said he was nervous.
You have such a short time period. You have to sing.
You only have 5 minutes.
You have to sing, get it done right, be in character, a bunch of random people looking at you that don't know what's going on,
yeah,
in,
I mean,
5 minutes.
If you look at the movie.
And he did great. Maybe that's why he did his shots so... I love how personal the shots were. Like, the shots were really in your... Like, up in his face and him performing. You don't really see those wide shots of the audience. And maybe it was because of that.
No, because if you noticed, when I saw the movie the second time... I was looking at the crowd. The crowd had no idea what was going on.
They looked confused, right?
Yeah, the crowd was kind
of
like...
So maybe they shot it like that because of that? So I don't know if it was because he wanted to make you feel like if you were with him performing and, like, you kind of feel like you're, like, in his perspective.
I feel like some people didn't even notice that it was, like, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper on stage.
Probably not.
Yeah, like,
probably,
like,
not.
You didn't even notice, like, because you notice people look kind of confused, like, the audience.
What the hell is going... Where's,
yeah,
my...
Yeah, because if you notice when he was singing, like, some people weren't really, like... going with the,
yeah,
song, like, they're kind of standing
where's
there.
My Imagine Dragons, what,
yeah,
is this,
like, it was really weird.
Yeah, so I noticed that a little bit, but that's the thing, so I don't know if those shots were because they didn't want to show the crowd because they were confused, or maybe those shots were because Bradley Cooper wanted to get that sense of, like, you're getting his perspective, like, you see him performing and you see how intense he is, but he's not even aware of what's going on in the crowd. And he's like, you know, he's like drunk or whatever. And he's just him performing in his zone, and then he's done and then he leaves.
Yeah, and they had to do like this thing. It was like, I saw some little clip of behind the scenes where I don't know how to like explain it. It was like, it was this new thing, like the system where for the audio, for the music, said that it took the guy forever.
Right.
For like, because it said that he had to know when to like with the music and stuff. It was a pain.
When to cue it.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot to
that's
find
a lot
video.
Of work, man.
It was really weird what he explained it. Like, it sounded really hard.
Because it was just well done.
Live, so you have to tune like with the sound.
Yeah, yeah. You have to make sure everything. What if the song is off sync with the sing? You know,
that's
crazy. It's really good. The way he directed those shots in the concerts
were
great.
Every scene is real. Every scene is them on stage actually singing.
Yeah, and I like how it wasn't just very flashy, like, oh, look in this huge crowd of him. It was,
yeah,
just
like,
very, it was
like
very
the
personal.
Queen movie. Like the Queen?
But that's different. Those are
rock stars.
No,
but I'm saying,
know?
But you know how, like, the end shot of the trailer? It's like that,
yeah,
massive, like, CGI
and,
crowd.
And that you can, I get that because it's like, Queen was such a huge band.
Yeah.
And there were rock stars. Here it's more about this guy, this personal, you know, singer. He's a rock star too in this, but it was more personal. You see him just performing on his own, like drunk, and he was just doing his thing, and then he leaves, but the camera stays on him the whole time. You don't even see the crowd. It was more like you just see his life. Like, he doesn't care, like, he doesn't pay attention to the crowd. It's just him, all right, let me perform, boom, 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 and he's back out there. Like, and every shot is like that.
And the chemistry in the movie was really good.
Yeah, him.
The chemistry was like
him and Lady Gaga were just, you can tell from the very first moment you see them together and they meet. It was well done. She did very good in this movie.
Yeah,
her acting was impressive.
You see one tit. Yeah.
You hear that, boys? Check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah. So
she did. Yeah, their chemistry was
on point.
Great. Beginning to end.
And what I like too is that he made it very like natural.
It's a very,
very
natural
very,
character.
Yeah, very natural. Like she, like, there was like no makeup.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, it was very good. I like the soundtrack. I like the music.
Yeah, I still listen to it.
Yeah. I fuck with it. It bumps. But yeah, the soundtrack is really good in this movie. Of course, Lady Gaga's Lady Gaga. She killed it when she had to do her scenes. But Bradley Cooper was impressive. Like, Lady Gaga's acting was impressive, and then Bradley Cooper singing was impressive. Like, yeah, the two things that people were doubting, like, oh, can Lady Gaga act? And then people were doubting, can Bradley Cooper sing? And they both nailed it.
Yeah, she said that when she, like, heard him sing, she was, like, blown away. Because, like, that's, like she was like, man, like, you can sing.
It sounds... It's he can, like, come out with an album.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't even notice that it's, like, Bradley Cooper. It's like, wait, who is this country singer?
Did you see the, like the joke they were making? Like, oh, like, his Star Is Born was, like, 2018. Like, it was actually real. And they posted pictures of, like, E! News. Like, oh, like... what was her name in the movie?
Oh, I forgot.
What was her name?
Hey.
Yeah.
That was her name. Hey.
Well, like, pretty much it was, like, imagine, like, if it was real. Like, you know, like, the part when they're both singing the Shallow song?
Yeah.
Or pretty much, like, someone put, like that picture, but, like, on E! News. Like, oh, my God. Like,
And that's the thing. The movie takes that approach.
Name? What's her name?
Oh, my God. How did I forget?
Is it Jackson something, right?
Yeah, he's Jack, I think.
Oh, my God.
Let me see.
What's her name?
Let me check right now. I'm checking.
What's her name?
Let's see. It's at, Star Is Born 90%. Rotten Tomatoes.
What's her name? Say it.
He's Jackson. Jack. Okay. She's Allie.
Oh, okay. That's so, but imagine, like, those names, like, on the E! News, like on the E! News thing. I know, it's kind of like... True.
Yeah, the box office, it says here on Flixster, $126 million.
It's making money.
It's making money, and I'm sure it costs a lot less than that, that's for sure.
No, that movie was low budget.
Yeah, it costs a lot less than that. So, yeah, they were great together. Soundtrack is really good. Movie made a lot of people cry, that's for sure. Our theater, when we saw it, all you can hear is just people, like, people's noses running, sniffling, you know. I heard you crying a little bit.
Shh.
Shut up.
No, it was a tough one.
The movie hits home.
Yeah,
the movie hits home. It hit me hard. I was like, we should have went to see Venom instead, because
man, he has, like, awesome hair in that movie.
Yeah, he has a good set of hair, good man, voice.
Like, that hair was, like, smooth.
Hey. Yeah, man, I love how the memes came out for this movie.
He looked like a redneck.
A redneck.
Yeah,
yeah, like, he looked like a redneck. He definitely did the good Southern. His cheeks
were like red and like.
Yeah, he really nailed just the whole Southern guy, you know, and also just his I don't know, man. He did it so well. Even like the act, you know, the. With him and Lady Gaga, what are you doing? Yeah, his drunk scenes and everything. Like, I don't know. I just felt like his character felt so natural.
He was actually drunk.
He actually drank in those scenes.
Yeah.
Brad, what are you doing? You got to work the camera. Yeah, the movie, the ending, it's going to hit people. Some people say it's, you know, it's cheap or whatever. But, yeah, some people said that. But, well, obviously, yeah, we'll get into that in spoilers. But I honestly really like this movie. I didn't know it was a remake. It was been remade 5 or 6 times.
Four.
Four?
This is the fourth one.
This is the fourth one? I thought it was more. Well, yeah, 4 times then. This is the fourth. Really well done. Of course, the other ones were set in the 70s, 60s.
Yeah, because he said it.
They changed it. This is a different style.
He wanted to do something different because he said, I didn't want to do like a montage of her career, like, blowing up. He said that was kind of stupid.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. Like, I want just, like real. You know, like...
You're really there with them as it happens, yeah. That's the best way to do it. What was that? What happened? The screw got loose?
Yeah.
What screw is it? Oh, is it that silver one?
Yeah.
Just turn it to tighten it. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Just push it and then, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
There you go. Now the mic collapses. But, no, yeah. He was just natural in this. His voice. At no point was I like, oh, this is Bradley Cooper, you know?
No, like, that's the thing. He's Jackson.
Yeah.
He's Jackson in this movie. Like,
it was very
like,
good.
Like, if he was to stay in character, release an album and just always stay as Jackson, people are like, oh, wait a minute. Like,
is that Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
No, so, what else? would you have to say without getting into spoilers? We're about to get into spoilers now.
What well, the ending you... when the when the nuclear bomb goes off
during the concert.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh man.
What else?
I don't know, man. Just the whole movie's well done. Well done.
I want to see Bradley Cooper direct more.
Yeah.
And he co-wrote, too. Co-wrote, which is very impressive.
And starred.
All these actors are... he probably learned a lot from Clint Eastwood. He worked with him a few times. He's working with him again.
I mean, look at Jonah Hill. He's doing it.
Jonah Hill.
I feel like he's serious now. I don't know why.
You can only do comedy for so long. That's what I feel like a lot of these comedic actors, you can only do the same role over and over.
I mean, look at Steve Carell.
Because Jonah Hill, he did not... That's not what he wanted. I remember they asked him to be in Transformers 2, and he said no. Because he was going to be like that fat guy, like that funny fat guy. And he said no, and he did like Moneyball. And then he did 21 Jump Street, which is great. But then he also did... what's another drama that he did? He's done a couple. War Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
He's in War Dogs. Now he's directing mid-90s. I like that he's doing different things. So, and he lost a lot of weight, too. He's like...
Yeah, he needs to choose his weight.
He's like gaining and losing. So, and yeah, Bradley Cooper, I really like for his first movie to direct and co-write and everything. He did really well.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
That's right. Wolf of Wall Street is another one Jonah Hill did. So, yeah, Bradley Cooper really nailed it in this. Lady Gaga is great. You know, the soundtrack, them singing together, you know, the Shallow song is well done. I mean, that's a great song for like with the movie. It just works perfectly. This movie kind of gave me like a La La Land vibe.
No,
but just a whole different approach. But towards the beginning of the movie, I was like, wow, this is kind of like a different take on La La Land, like a darker take in a way, you know, because La La Land is very classical and very, you know, 60s musicals.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I guess, but I don't know.
But there's a different approach to it. It's a more grounded approach. Just in this concept of, you know, except obviously Jackson's already successful in what he does. He's already a famous artist. Lady Gaga's the one coming up. La La Land is, you know, they're both, you know, rising to the occasion. But, I don't know. Yeah, what would you give this movie? I'll give it like a 9.
Why a 9?
I don't know. For a movie to be perfect, I feel like that's like so hard. And I have to rewatch it, but I would definitely give it like a 9. 9 out of 10.
I'll give it a 10.
A 10 out of 10? You think it's perfect?
Because I saw it twice.
And you think it's a perfect movie?
I have nothing wrong with the movie. Like, I have, like I saw it again, and I was like, I don't see any issues.
It's well-paced. It's a very well-paced movie.
Like I don't see any issues in the movie.
It gets tense, but then it also has
What issues do you think?
The chemistry is
like,
there.
What issue would you?
I'd have to rewatch it.
I mean,
I do. There are some scenes where I think it goes. I don't want to say completely overboard, but there is like a scene that involves like the Grammys. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, you know, I'll get into it in spoilers. Should we just get into it in spoilers?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I really love this movie. It was great. Everyone in the movie did amazing. You gave it a 10 out of 10?
I think...
Perfect 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, because I saw it twice. The second time, because when I saw the second time, I was looking. I was trying to see.
Yeah, you started noticing the background things.
But the thing is, I couldn't see any issues.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when you know. That's when you know a movie's
because
good.
I don't know, because I never got bored. I never got like, okay, like and just end already.
Yeah, there's no boring middle section. It's just it's well paced.
I don't know. I was really into it. The singing is really good. The concert scenes were really well. The drama scenes were really good.
The style of the directing was really well
and
done.
The Grammy
very personal.
Scene, the Grammy scene. I'll tell you. Like we'll talk about it now, but.
Yeah, we'll talk about it now in spoilers, but...
I don't know. I didn't see any issues. Style, like, I really liked it. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I liked how personal it was, those concert scenes. Because
it was very dark. It was a very dark... Like, it was kind of like a realistic way.
It was very grounded, yeah. That's why I
like
the...
It was like a realistic way of viewing it.
That's why I like the concert scenes. It's very grounded. It's very personal with the character. You're not seeing the whole audience. You're just seeing him performing. It's very up close and personal. I thought that was cool. But yeah, guys, so that's our non-spoiler review for A Star Is Born. We are going to get into spoilers right now.
I mean, if you want to really give it an issue, like really like nitpick
Bradley Cooper's
Johnson.
Is Johnson not what I expected? No,
like the ear thing.
Oh, yeah, like that. I don't know why that was in... Does it just add an extra layer to the character, or...
Yeah, if that's what you... But again, that's really, like, nitpicking it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
They mentioned it, but they never go into it ever again.
It's, like, there, but then, yeah, it's gone. I wonder why. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't gone. Like there's scenes where he has to, like, oh, he's, like, what? Like, oh,
I
what?
Think it just adds an extra layer to the character. Yeah, to his character. Adds to his charm, almost. Like,
yeah,
what?
Because you know? He gets it from doing that thing with the... With a music thing, like he put his head in that thing when he was a kid.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's our review, non-spoiler review. We are gonna get into spoilers now. If you don't want to be spoiled or if you haven't seen the movie yet, which I'm pretty sure you have by now, it's been out for a couple of weeks. This is a pretty late review, but we wanted to get it in for you guys. I know some people requested for it, but yeah. So if you don't want to stick around for the spoilers, you haven't seen it yet. Thank you for listening. You know, always appreciate it. What are you doing? appreciate you guys listening. We're going to get into spoilers. We're going to have we will review for you guys Halloween this week. We're going to watch it Wednesday. We'll get the review out
tomorrow. I got Thursday. The concert.
Yeah, Josh's got a concert tomorrow. So we're going to have a Halloween in for you. And then after that, maybe get some new guests. So thank you guys for listening. Feel free to follow the podcast account on Instagram, film and everything _podcast. Check it out. We're going to start posting more pictures of the show with our new guests. You guys can, you know, kind of like behind the scenes and stuff. So thank you guys for listening. And here's spoilers for Star Is Born, Aoda. Spoilers. What were we going to... Oh, that Grammy scene. So, yeah, what I meant about that... Slash Film talked about it a little bit. And I think I kind of get what they're coming from. They were saying how... They... Like, I see what they were doing, but it's kind of, like, unrealistic in a way. Because they're, like, you know... The way he was just sitting there on the steps and then him getting on the stage like that. And it felt, like, a little overboard. Because I feel like security would be there in a heartbeat.
No, because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, but
that everyone knows on that. Like it was.
It's not like the Kanye thing where he stormed the stage. Like if you have a guy and you clearly see him drunk and he's sitting on the steps, and he's trying to get up and he's yelling from the steps, the security would be like, "No, you need just stay back here." No. It would still come out on the news. It would still come out on the news because he's sitting there, but they wouldn't let him just go on stage and actually finish through the whole speech and walk away. I feel like that was. Again, this is me nitpicking because I enjoyed the movie. I see why they did that scene, you know. But that was just a little something that was kind of like, oh, okay. I do like, though, how in this movie they don't take that approach of the, you know, the obvious, like, cliche approach of where she starts becoming more famous than him and he starts getting jealous and then it becomes this whole, you know. I thought the movie was going into that route because that's how the originals were. That he starts to hate her because of her getting famous. So I wasn't hoping for... I didn't want it to be predictable. And I'm glad that it didn't. They decided to take it a different approach where he actually helps her, you know? And it adds an extra layer to his character. I thought that was cool. I really liked that. And, you know, obviously just with their chemistry, it would suck for that to happen. Now, obviously when his addiction issues start coming in more... It starts becoming more severe. That's when their adversity comes in. That's where they start struggling a little bit. And that's when the movie really starts hitting you, you know? So I really liked how they handled that. What did you think of that?
I mean, the Grammy scene, I mean, I was fine with it because it was.
But you get what I mean, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
He was walking with her, and then she told him to sit there. And he was like, but he was drunk, like, drugged up, whatever. And then he goes to the stage.
Because, but he was, remember, he was yelling for a bit too.
No, he wasn't yelling.
He was talking like loud from the state.
No. He was like he was like, oh, like he's like, what, like, because he thought she was talking to him.
Right.
And then that's why he went up there, because he thought in his head that she was talking to him, and that's why he went up there. So when he was up there, but again, he was out of it completely.
Yeah.
And like he was like, and again, I liked it because it was to show like, okay, his addiction was already getting to a point where
it was bad. The most severe way. Like that's like the worst of the worst, because that scene, it makes you cringe. It's like, oh my god,
the worst possible thing that can happen. Because he was embarrassing her like in front of everyone. Yeah. He peed on the stage.
I guess it had to get that severe so that the ending happens.
Because look at the scene that happens after. The dad is like yelling at him like, how dare you, like, dude, like you know,
and it's a big night. It adds a severity to the character, because at the end when he
kills himself.
If it wasn't that intense of a moment where he could have ended her career, if it wasn't that intense, he wouldn't have killed himself. He would have just gone through.
And plus, the manager kind of pushed him.
Exactly, but then that scene wouldn't happen either, because if it was just a regular minor thing,
that's why it would just keep going. That's why I didn't have a problem with it, because it was the really show.
It had to be severe.
Yeah, because look, imagine the Grammys, your first win, you're excited,
and you almost ruined her career.
And he pees on stage. He's just like out of it. It makes him look bad.
And like what the manager said, it almost ruined her career. Nobody wanted to be around that.
Yeah.
So it adds that layer to where it gets so extreme that that's why he does what he does, which was, that was crazy. I didn't expect for that.
No, I knew. I guess
I was hoping that.
I noticed it when, which part was it?
When he talks about when he tried when he was little.
Yeah. When he talked about when, like, oh, how he tried to kill himself when he was little, but the fan broke. I was like, okay, that, like, he's not doing it again.
He's suicidal, yeah.
Yeah, so,
like, I don't know, but I at first I didn't catch that, because I thought, like, the way he joked around about it, and they laughed.
Because it broke. It's an embarrassing story.
So I was like, oh, you know what? And just the way he was, and I guess that's the whole point of the movie, that you don't know.
And plus his dad, too, wasn't really, like.
Yeah, because when he joked around about it and stuff, and then you see his character the way he was throughout the movie, he was so, like, he was like a very loving character, even though he had his addiction. That's why I'm glad they didn't go that route of him starting to hate her because of jealousy. It was more because he was caring for her, you know. He started seeing her going a different path, and you know, and he was worried about that. But I like how he stayed like that.
And he did it because, and another scene too where it kind of made him push it even more was where she said, when they're laying in bed, he's like, oh, you can meet me at the concert. And he's like, you want me to meet you there? You want me to go with you, kind of. Yeah. So, like, he took that as like, oh, okay, like she doesn't even want to be around me anymore.
Right. What? Which scene was that? That was when.
And the ending, when he's wearing like the white shirt, and he's like, and he says, oh, like, hey, like, yeah, like you want to see it, like one last time.
No, but didn't she say?
No. Like
that's when she canceled the tour.
Yeah, she canceled the tour, but she was doing one more. And she was saying.
No, she wanted him to perform with her.
Yeah, but she said, oh, but you can meet me at the concert, like meet me there, instead of him going with her. You see what I'm saying?
I don't remember that. No, I'd have to rewatch it.
When I saw it,
caught that the second time.
Yeah, like oh, like because he's like oh what oh he's like oh like you want me like to meet you there.
Yeah.
So he kind of took that as oh okay like
you don't want to show up there with
me. Yeah, you don't want to show up there with me. Like the way his face was.
Yeah.
Like I kind of pushed him even more to do it. Like, yeah. It pushed even like more. Okay, like I'm gonna kill myself.
And after what the manager said, too.
And the manager really, like, really pushed him over, too.
And I think he knew that she was lying about the tour being canceled? I don't think so. I think he knew she was...
Yeah, because she said that she lied to him.
Yeah, because the tour wasn't canceled. Remember, she said, if he can't tour with me, then cancel the tour. And they said no, clearly. So she told him that it was just canceled for another reason. But I have a feeling he thought it was canceled because of him. Maybe. Because of that, you know, like the manager's right, like I ruined her career now.
Yeah.
But she did it because she wanted him to go on stage with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that scene really, like, I guess that severity of the Grammys scene had to happen so that it leads to that. The manager tells him, you know, what he tells him. And then it leads to that. But I didn't catch it at first. I didn't think, because he's such like a loving and charismatic character. I was like, no, I don't see him doing that. You know, maybe he tried when he was younger, but he's like in a different time, you know. But I guess that's what the movie wants you to think, so that like you don't know who would do that to themselves. They may look like that outer shell, they may look as happy and caring as possible, but then they have this addiction. They have this demon that they're fighting.
Yeah.
And it led for him, that demon was the addiction with alcohol and drugs, and it led to him killing himself. And that, I think that's what made it so sad, because he was such a charismatic character.
Yeah.
That people loved him so much, and then he still did it because of his demons that nobody really knew about. Well, obviously in this movie, but it gives that message across, like, look how caring this guy is, such a good person, but he had this demon that he was fighting and he couldn't beat it, and it just took him to that edge. So yeah. I thought that was really good. Did you just fart?
No.
Did you just fart? So I thought that was really good. For this movie. It was really well done.
That's why like the Grammy scene.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense on why they would do that. They had to make it to that point of severity where, so that it leads to the end of the film.
Imagine the Grammys, the biggest award
for music. Because if it was just another minor drunk moment where they argue, but he wouldn't kill himself. It would just be another day of them trying to figure it out, you know? So, I get that. That makes sense. Is there anything else? That dog.
Oh yeah.
That was just a little extra layer. They're like, let's throw the dog out there waiting for him just to really make people sad. Yeah. That was a cheap shot. I hate when they throw dogs in the mix. It just makes it even more sad.
And the ending too was really good.
Yeah, her performance at the
end. But it's like the montage kinda, like,
it
like
goes
the
flashback. Back. Yeah.
And then like what I like too, like the last minute, it's like him singing like the last verse.
Yeah, that which we don't see him finishing in the middle of the movie. When he comes out of rehab, they cut it, and then it cuts back to him finishing the song that she was singing, and that was really cool. No, at that point, the whole theater was...
Fuck!
They were...
Fuck you!
Yeah, man. Everybody was just full-on crying. It was crazy. It was a packed theater, too, so that's all you heard. So that's when you know...
I don't know. That's why I gave it a 10, because it was really... Because, yeah, I mean, I could have given it a 9.
I think it's going to kill the Oscars. I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see how good Men 90s is. But what other movie? I don't think First Man is going to win much. It's going to be nominated. I don't think it's going to win, though.
But the thing is, I wonder if Lady Gaga we nominated.
She should be, because she did well.
But the problem is those old people in the Oscars.
Yeah, why is Lady Gaga going to be in the Oscars? She's not an actress. Yeah, they're very old school, which is a shame. But let's see. She deserves it. Well, so let's see.
We got to see who else is nominated in the category.
Yeah, because now Mid-90s is coming out.
But there's no...
What other movies coming out?
But Mid-90s Oscar might... Run movies. I feel like Mid-90s might win for best screenplay.
Let's see. I really want to see Mid-90s. I'm looking forward to that one. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross doing the soundtrack.
But I don't know. I think Stars One should win.
Let's see. Because we got till February.
I mean, and hopefully Bradley Cooper gets nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's like he's got to be nominated.
He's gonna get nominated for sure.
He did really good.
Yeah. So it's gonna be an interesting.
And Dave Chappelle did good too.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. It's gonna be interesting Oscar season. Oh, by the way, since I mentioned Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, it shipped today. I bought the vinyl for the Halloween. The Trent Reznor Atticus Ross version of the Halloween theme song. You know, I don't know if you heard it.
No,
you never heard it.
It came out.
No, it came out a while ago, but they came out with a vinyl for it.
Well, I never heard
it. So I feel like that's pretty like limited.
Yeah,
it's 8-9 minutes long, but it's the song, but it's their version of it. It's really good. I remember hearing it, so I bought it. It's cool. I mean, it's $20 for a song, but that's like a limited thing. Yeah. That's something cool to have, you know? So, yeah, I sidetracked there. But, yeah, so I think that's pretty much it, right, for spoilers of Star is Born?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. That bathroom scene with him and her, you know, him, now you're singing about ass. He starts singing the lyrics. Mm-hmm. He starts saying the lyrics. Girl, why are you texting me on my phone with all that ass?
Yeah.
Or something. And he's like, what's that? I like that back and forth with that.
Yeah, because she used to sing like more like
personal. She was more
songs.
Personal, more real. Now she started getting all the makeup.
Yeah,
and all that.
What I like too is that how like as she's getting bigger, like you see her change.
Her like, hair. Like, they're like, oh, you need to change your hair. You need to do this.
Yeah,
get your dancers on there. If she started becoming more
like
pop,
like,
yeah. More mainstream, yeah.
Her music was like kind of like oof.
That was an interesting approach. She went on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin. But yeah, no.
Again, they actually went to the actual thing. Because they said it was too expensive to recreate the lights.
Yeah. And this movie's a hit. It's a hit. It's one of those. It's kind of like La La Land. In that sense, you know. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, that's thank you for listening once again. That's Stars Born. Really wanted to get this review out for you guys. I know a couple people were asking. I'm sorry it's a little late, but you know. Better late than never, you know? So, yeah. We're going to get our next review is going to be Halloween. That's getting some good reviews. It's making money. I think it's co-written by Danny McBride. So, that's interesting. He's a big fan of the franchise. It's at a what? Like a 89% or 80% on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it's...
It's in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
It's in the high 80s.
They're
so
like 88.
88, 89. So, they're saying it's good.
69
So they're saying it's good, so we're definitely gonna check that out, and we'll give our review on that, see who else is watching, maybe get a guest on, an extra guest, and do a little, you know what we should do? No, I just thought of this. We should, because we're gonna watch the original Halloween, because we haven't seen the original Halloween.
No,
at least I feel like I've seen it, but I just don't remember. But if I don't remember it. it's the same as not seeing it, so we're gonna watch it either tonight or tomorrow.
Cause baby, so
we can do maybe a double review on that. Talk about the original, because this movie is a sequel to the first one.
It disregards
all the other ones, because they say all the other ones suck.
Yeah.
So it disregards those, and it's like 40 years after the first one, something like that. If I'm not mistaken.
And they're writing a sequel to it already.
Yeah. So let's see. We're gonna watch Halloween the original. We're gonna watch this new one by Wednesday. Wait. And then give you a review by Thursday.
One more thing. Watch Daredevil Season 3.
That's right.
Really?
We'll talk about that on the next podcast. Because this is spoilers. I don't know if people are...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like... I that's why I hate saying this. Because now I messed it up for the other people.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people have seen the movie. But we'll mention
play
it again.
Play it back.
But yeah, no. Yeah, you said Season 3 is really good, right? Daredevil?
Like,
I gotta watch that.
Really, like, it's like season one. It's very grounded. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Very grounded.
Not too much chaos.
The action, really.
I gotta good start action. Watching it. I gotta start watching it.
Episode 4. I wanna say
it's the best one.
They say that it's a 11-minute one take
fight scene.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it, guys. I gotta watch it. And when I finish watching it, we definitely got to do a review on that.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
It doesn't get canceled before.
Nah. That show's way too good to be canceled. But, yeah, guys, so we're going to have the next episode soon this week. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you guys, and hope you enjoyed this episode. Goodbye. We'll have an outro soon. Not by this one, but maybe the next episode I'll have an outro.
Liar!
So, yeah, guys, thank you. Bye.